so I didn't drink very much of it. I didn't like it. Later, I learned the definition of a social drinker, someone who could take it or leave it. When I was about 10 years old, we all came back from my cousin's bar mitzvah services to celebrate at my grandmother's house. There, I had my first real drink. All the adults went over to the table for a schnapps. There were all these little tiny glasses in front of various liquor bottles, and everybody was having one, so I had one too. It was good. It was smooth and warm and wonderful. I liked it and went back for another. This one wasn't smooth. It was hot going down, not as wonderful. After that, I drank what I could, when I could, where I could. Not much, not often, not as a 10-year-old. At that first step table, we figured out, or they did anyhow, that was alcoholic drinking, having one and going back for a second right away. I know now I never had just one drink, ever. One night they were talking about how much they drank, and one guy said he had so many beers. The next guy talked about shots, one about mixed drinks I never heard of, another about so many pints, and on it went around the table. When my turn came, I said I didn't know. "Wow, that much," they said. "No," I said, "I meant I didn't know the amount. I drank mostly at home and poured some in a tall glass and drank that and did it several times." "Well, how many times did you refill?" "I don't know." Somebody asked it another way. He wanted to know, "How many did I buy?" "Well," I said, "I stopped in the package store every day and bought one." "Oh," he said, "how many did you have left at the end of the